How do we deal with beef eaters? If one of my colleagues is one. Firstly, we should never impose our moral standards on other people and demean other people based on our moral standards. Now, what I mean by this is, we may say it's not our moral standards, it's scripture's moral standards. That's fine. But they have not accepted scripture as authority the way we have accepted. So even if they are Hindus also, they were just nominal Hindus. They may not really be serious followers. So in general, when we are dealing with people at an individual level, we should always be courteous. We should always be polite. We shouldn't demean people, disrespect people because they are following certain things which are different from our moral standards. So everybody deserves respect for wherever they are. Having said that, we have to find out what is it that will make sense to them. Sometimes religious concerns may not make sense. If that person is from another religious tradition, the sanctity of the cow as explained in that tradition may not make sense. Sometimes emotional concerns may make sense. The Prabhupada says, we take milk from our mother, we take milk from a cow. Cow is like a mother. I know one devotee in England. When he read this first time, he was just so jolted by that. Just that one, he read that, he stopped eating beef after that. Soon after that, he stopped eating meat also. Now that may make sense to some people. For some, it may not make sense. So some people may say, okay, we take milk from goat also. Why not protect goats? People can give different reasons. So we have to find out what is it that makes sense. So in today's world, it was said, when thinker said that, when it comes to money, everyone belongs to the same religion. So everybody is interested in money. So we can present the value of the cow purely in economic terms. Unfortunately, today, the idea of cow protection has become politicalized. And some radical elements commit violence in the name of cow protection. And then that leads to terrible anti-publicity. Publicity against the cause, but it isn't really politicalized or radicalized at all. Even purely from economic grounds, a cow, if we know how to tap its value, then cow not only gives milk, the various other products that cow gives, they are also very valuable for the economy. And from the economic point of view also, avoiding the eating of cow flesh, it makes enormous sense. Now, if we see among most of animals which are bred today, they are bred primarily for the purpose of slaughter. So there are factory farms where the animals are bred. So among all forms of meat which pollutes the environment, which contributes to greenhouse gases, which contributes to climate change and global warming. It is beef that has the maximum ecological footprint. So if beef eating, even if people didn't become vegetarians, if they stopped eating beef, a substantial amount of ecological problems would be decreased. From the economic point, so ecological point of view also we can do. From the economic point of view, I read an article in Uttar Pradesh, there are some Muslims, there's a whole community of Muslims who take care of cows. And they take care not because of any religious reasons, simply economic reasons. They've learned how to use cow dung, how to use cow urine, how to use the products of a cow, and they're making money out of that. So we have to, when we have to communicate to people, especially the most people, in today's world, if they are a little educated, if they are a little rational, it's interesting that in India, even now, people think it is modern and progressive to become a non-vegetarian. In the West, actually, it is considered progressive to be a vegan. You know, if somebody is eating non-veg, you know, you have no eco-sensitivity. You are so primitive. So, actually, you know, where the West is, where the West was maybe 50 years ago, India is there right now, and we think that to be progressive. But if you just present to people, you know, how many prominent people all over the world, prominent movie stars, prominent sports players, prominent politicians, prominent authors, they have turned towards vegetarianism. Not because of their religious reasons, but simply because of ethical reasons, economic reasons, ecological reasons. So if you present reasons objectively that way, and especially present about beef, how it is harmful, then that can encourage people to at least change that thing. They can give up meat, that is the best. But even if they can't give up meat, they just give up beef. That itself can help the ecology. On my website, there's an article called Help. How your food can help the world. So HELP is an acronym, H-E-L-P, that by what we eat, we can promote our own health. The beef, among all forms of meat, beef is among the forms of meat that is very damaging to the health. Health, H is health, E is ecology, environment, L is livestock. So many animals, they suffer in inhuman conditions, in terrible conditions in the factory farms. P is poverty. The amount of land that is used to feed, the amount of land, most of you know the statistics, the amount of land that is required to feed one vegetarian is actually far less than the amount of land that is used to feed non-vegetarian. Because then what happens is, the non-vegetarian, first the animals have to be fed, and you feed this much hay or like food to animal, and this much flesh comes out of it. So poverty also can be alleviated by shifting towards the vegetarian diet. And Mahatma Gandhi said that the most violent weapon in the world, the most destructive weapon in the world is the kitchen fork. It's the kitchen fork. People eat meat that causes far, far more violence and destruction than the bombs that terrorists explode or even the weapons of mass destruction. So if you just raise, rather than being moralistic and judgmental, oh, you are so fallen, you're eating meat. Just rationally explain to people, raise their level of awareness, then many people will take the step forward and move away from beef eating. Thank you very much.